I said on the very first day to the players, it's about us and what we do, and the only ones that can get us out of this situation is ourselves. And to rely on another team or other people, you're playing a dangerous game. So everything that we've done since we walked in has been focused on us and what we need to do and how we prepare and our attitude, our mentality and all those things. So we're not going to change for any reason. Whether we were, that would be the same whether we were going for a promotion or mid-table or in the situation we are, which is fighting for relegation, against relegation. So that's exactly what we've maintained. We've got a good set of lads who understand that. I said very much, like, they're conscious of when I first come in of the situation we're in. So the message has been exactly the same, and I expect exactly the same response in the game at the weekend and in the last two games.
And for you, as you know, in your position now, and obviously someone who's been in the game for as long as you have as player and now as a manager, I'm sure you've been in lots of situations where you're in a game near the end of the season, but either end of a table, and various other results might come into it. So you're used to being able to focus and just do what we're doing.
No, exactly. And look, we're not going to be naive. It's human nature to, be in a situation you are, whichever situation, and understand that another team's playing and another result can put a different kind of expectation on what the next game means or what those things. Of course, and players will look at that, and everyone will look at that. But the key is the focus. We've had a really good focus on what we need to do and control what we can control, which is ourselves. And our focus has been really driven by that, and you've seen that in the performances, and that's not going to change. We've been preparing the team like that. Every time we talk to the team, it's about that focus, it's about our attitude and about doing everything for ourselves, this club, and that won't change in these last two games. So that's how you prepare it, and that's how you try and move forward with it.
And although you're not quite there yet, last week's result and the manner of getting that must have felt not only big at the time, but you must have had a good week coming off there.
Yeah, look, any time you win a game, but especially to come from behind, it's an extremely difficult league. You know, the statistical side of it, where teams go behind to actually then win a game or finish the game with 3 points and coming back and winning is very, very difficult. And especially in the situation, I said it after the game, as we've been in, where you're fighting relegation, there's more, the perception of it, the pressure, how you perceive it is higher from everywhere else around. And but of course it's a huge 3 points. We said that straight out of the game, as every single game's been a huge 3 points to go for. But as you come closer and closer and closer to the end, yes, things become a little bit clearer what you might need. But our only focus is on finishing the season well, do you know what I mean, in these two games, and we want the points, and that's our mentality. And the rest of it, I've always said, will take care of itself. So we want to go there this weekend. It's the game that's ahead of us, and that all our focus this week has been on that, and trying to do the same mentality, the same level of performance, and fight against QPR for those 3 points.
And confidence, which is a word that every manager says almost every week. It's about confidence and seeing it in players. So how does that manifest itself? What are you looking for on the training ground then that's different after you've had a couple of results? What can you see in players from a professional point of view?
Look, results will always be the biggest confidence booster, but I think what the players are seeing with their application, and again the focus on the work and the game plan and all these things that we put in place and they work very hard at, is I think the confidence has been there in all the games, even the games that we've lost. We've not come away from those losses with a drop off in confidence, which can happen, from before, teams, when you're on a run of bad games, confidence seems to drop and drop and drop. Confidence lose with your supporters, the whole feeling is, confidence can drop very quickly. But I think even with the losses, there's been no, it's been disappointment and frustration from some of those losses, but there hasn't been a big drop off in confidence, and I don't think there's been a drop off in confidence from our fans either. And like I said, it works hand in hand, and so when we've had a loss, we've come back and we've managed to have a good run of games where we've picked up points, and then when we had a loss, we've come bouncing back, and the performance levels have been where they should be. And it's only small details, what reason why we haven't got more points than what we got. So that's what gives players confidence and understanding the job ahead and staying focused on it.
But how much of that mentality comes from you and your staff, and how much from the players themselves? There must be a bit of both, because manifestly it wasn't happening well enough for large parts of the season before.
Yeah, look, it's mine and my staff's job to drive that and continuously drive that message on a daily basis. And you do that through how you are as a person and how we train and how we talk to players. And then it's for the players from themselves, from within, to push that and push that same message, and that's been the key, and both my staff and the players have been pushing that message, not just with words but with actions as well, and we've trained extremely hard and focused, and our fans have pushed them, you know, the message from what we've asked them to do, and it's been working really well. Our fans are really connected with the team. The team are responding to our fans, and all of that gives you the best chance. It doesn't guarantee you anything, but it gives you the best chance. And you've seen with the way that it's been, it's given us a better chance than when I first come into the club.
Sure.
You would have seen, you don't need me to tell you, QPR have got an exceptionally good home record.
Yeah.
Outside the top six, I think it's one of the best. So you're going to have to be at it.
Yeah. Definitely, and they, you know, they want to finish their season off in front of their fans, right, with on a high. Again, like every game, we've been under no illusions how difficult it is and what we're about to face, and we've approached it with the right respect by preparing fully focused, committed, and with the desire to perform and get those points, and we've done that in every game, and it'd be no different in this game. So again, we appreciate and respect the strengths that QPR are going to have, and. But we need to make sure ours is stronger and for as longer periods as possible, and again, give everything that we have for those points that are in front of us.
What will you expect on the pitch from them? You'll have had them watch. How do you expect them to play?
Well, they've varied it throughout the season. Ian's very clever. You know, he sometimes changes it up, and he's always been a smart manager where teams have played against him before. It's always a difficult game because he's maybe tweaked a couple of bits, so we have to expect the unexpected, but we also understand there'll be a certain structure in place, that, you know, more or less. But again, if I'm honest with you, the real focus has been on ourselves. You know, we respect their dangers and their strengths, so we always work on those things there to how we can best combat them, but really our biggest drive is always on ourselves, how we can affect them, and can we put them a problem in certain areas of the pitch, and when we have to defend well and do it in a certain way, and then when we get the chance to test them, that's really what we've been focused on, and that's been the same for every game, so we trust in that, and we'll do the same again for this game.
You've touched on confidence, but there is a real buzz when you're winning, aren't there? When you're picking up points, there's a different atmosphere. There's a belief that when you go into a game, you think, we are going to win it.
Yeah, and it's momentum, isn't it, as well?
That's the key, yeah.
And that's what every team's searching for, and you want to maintain that. And of course, you know, the last couple of seasons for the club, it's been very inconsistent in its performances and its results, and that's the reason why it's been in trouble. But at this point, if I'm honest, I think we've been consistent in our performances in a real short space of time, but it's about results. We knew that from when we come in. So, look, right now is trying to get the job done. That's what we've been trying to do from the very start. It's great that the fact that in such a short space of time we've been able to build other things quickly, and, you know, all those things with the fans and the confidence and all those things. It's great. But really right now, and since we've come in, the focus has been on trying to give our best effort, our best commitment, our best way of playing up to a level that we can get to at this point, to get the results. And I think we've done that well enough so far. We've got two games to make sure that we finish the job off.
We've talked about the fans many times, and over the years I've seen it many times as well. The fans, they either buy into the manager or they don't. Whatever he says don't make a difference. They've got to buy into you. Mm. And we saw on Saturday, you went one behind, and that was the opportunity for them to turn negative or positive. They went positive, and that shows you they've bought into you. Mm. You know, that must give you and the players a buzz.
Yeah, I think a lot of words get said, and I mean every word I say. You know, I don't what anyone says about me. I don't care. I mean what I say, and that's the type of person I am. And anyone that knows me knows that's the truth. And it's not just about words; it's action. So the words that I speak, the words that the players speak, in a way it's irrelevant because it's about the action then that follows those words, and we've tried to put the action there, and that's why the fans have responded. And it's not just down to me, it's down to my staff, it's down to the players themselves, it's down to everyone connected with the club, and yeah, it's my job to try and bring that all together and glue it together and try and direct everyone to that way, but it will come from everyone stopping words and putting actions. Obviously, the fans say more words because they're singing and they're pushing, but it's about action from everyone, and that's what I asked for. That's what I talked about, and then the reasons why we needed that, and everyone's responded. And that's the greatest thing about being at a football club, is that. You know, everyone gets the best feeling from that. Everyone feels it's together, and that's how football clubs should be. So, yeah, I've tried to steer it in that way, but for the right purpose, and everyone's responded to it. So it's not just me; it's everyone's contribution. Our fans, our players, our staff at the club, have all contributed to that, and that's how we need to keep it.
Just finally, it's a lot easier being a player, I would think, isn't it, when you can affect things? You stand on the touchline, and we all see quite a calm Gary Monk. Are you that calm inside?
Nah. Yeah, look, I'm very balanced. I know when to go a bit harder and when to go a bit softer. You know, that's all part of the experience I've had. But on the side, it's about just giving clear direction. Again, focus, and, you know, if I'm just ranting and raving and my message isn't clear, I always focus on, you know, whatever I need to say to the players on that pitch at that moment, or whatever it is, or half times, whatever, they need to come out of whatever I've said and take it on board. And there's times for the right thing, you know, a more heated exchange, which I've already done. But when you're on the side and it's a big atmosphere and it's not quite clear, players need to hear clear information, you know, that they can take on board. So I try and remain a little bit calm, but I think you've seen some games I'm pacing, or I'm shouting, or I'm involved. But I always try and do it in a positive way, you know, so that we get the right reaction. That's the key. And and if I'm look calm, sometimes I'm boiling underneath, but that's probably controlling myself a little bit. But now we're as passionate as anyone.
Good luck. Good luck, mate. Good luck on Saturday.